This is the Sakkar Murli of 13th of August 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this Brahma is the walking, talking throne of the Father, the one who is the immortal image. It is when he enters Brahma that he creates you Brahmins. Question. Which secrets can the clever children understand and explain clearly to others? Answer. Who Brahma is and how Brahma becomes Vishnu. Prajapita Brahma is here. He is not a deity. Brahma has created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge through the Brahmins. Only the clever children can understand all of these secrets and explain them to others. The cavalry and the infantry become confused about this. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. Only the one is praised on the path of devotion. They sing his praise, but neither do they know him, nor do they have his accurate introduction. If they were to know his accurate praise, they would definitely explain it. You children know that God is the highest on high. His picture is the main one. There must also be the children of Brahma. All of you are Brahmins. Only you Brahmins know Brahma. No one else knows him. This is why they become confused. They say, how can this one be Brahma? Brahma has been portrayed residing in the subtle region. But the Father of humanity cannot exist in the subtle region where there is no creation. People debate with you about this a great deal. You have to explain to them that Brahma and the Brahmins exist, do they not? Just as the word Christian has emerged from the word Christ, the word Buddhist from the word Buddha, and the word Islam from the word Abraham, so Brahmins too are well known because of Prajapita Brahma. There is Adidev Brahma. In fact, Brahma shouldn't be called a deity, that is wrong. You should ask those who call themselves Brahmins where Brahma came from. Whose creation was he? Who created Brahma? None of them can tell you because they don't know. Only you children know that the chariot Shiv Baba enters belongs to the soul that had previously become Prince Sri Krishna. After taking 84 births, he became Brahma. The name he was born with was different because he is a human being. Then when Baba entered this one, he named him Brahma. You children also know that this Brahma becomes the form of Vishnu. He becomes Narayan. At the end of his 84 births, he is in an ordinary chariot. Each soul's body is his chariot. The immortal image has this walking, talking throne. The Sikhs created that throne, which they call the immortal throne. Here, all are immortal thrones. All souls are immortal images. God, the highest on high, needs a chariot, does he not? He enters this chariot and sits in it in order to give this knowledge. Only he is called the knowledgeful one. He gives the knowledge of the creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Knowledgeful does not mean the one who knows all secrets within, or the one who knows everything. The meaning of omnipresence is different, and the meaning of Jani Jananhar is also different. Human beings mix up everything and say whatever enters their minds. You children now understand that all of you Brahmins are the children of Brahma. Our clan is the highest of all. Those people consider deities to be the highest because deities exist at the beginning of the Golden Age. The children of Prajapita Brahma are Brahmins. No one except you children understands this. Since they consider Brahma to be in the subtle region, how could anyone understand this? Worldly Brahmins who perform worship and go to people's homes to eat on special occasions are different from you Brahmins. You don't go to anyone's house to eat on special occasions. You now have to explain very clearly the secret of Brahma. Tell them, put everything else aside and first of all remember the Father, through whom you will become pure from impure. You will then understand all of these aspects. When they have even the slightest doubt, they leave the Father. The first and foremost aspect is Alpha and Beta. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. I definitely have to enter someone. He must also have a name. I come and create him. You need a great deal of wisdom to explain about Brahma. The horse riders and the infantry become confused about this. Each one explains according to his stage. Prajapita Brahma is here. He creates the sacrificial fire of this knowledge through Brahmins, and so Brahmins are definitely needed. Prajapita Brahma also has to exist here. Only through him can there be Brahmins. Brahmin priests say that they are the children of Brahma. They believe that their clan has continued from time immemorial, but they don't know when Brahma existed. You are now Brahmins. Brahmins are those who are the children of Brahma. Those people don't know the occupation of their father. In Bharat, there are first Brahmins. The Brahmin clan is the highest of all. Those Brahmins believe that their clan definitely emerged from Brahma, but they are unable to say when or how it emerged. You know that Prajapita Brahma creates Brahmins. Those Brahmins then have to become deities. The Father comes and teaches Brahmins. There is no dynasty of Brahmins. There is the clan of Brahmins. There can only be a dynasty when there are kings and queens, just as there is the Sun dynasty. None of you Brahmins becomes a king. When people say that there used to be the two kingdoms of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, both are wrong. Neither of them had a kingdom. It is now government of the people by the people. That isn't called a kingdom. They have no crown. Baba has explained that at first in Bharat there were the double-crowned kings, and then there were those with a single crown. At this time, there are no crowns. You have to explain and prove this very clearly. Those who have imbibed this knowledge well will be able to explain very well. A great deal needs to be explained about Brahma. They still don't know about Vishnu. You also have to explain this. Vaikunth is called the land of Vishnu, which means the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. When Sri Krishna is a prince, he would say that his father is the king. It isn't that Sri Krishna's father cannot be a king. Sri Krishna is called a prince, therefore he must definitely have taken birth to a king. He wouldn't be called a prince if he had taken birth in a wealthy family. There is the difference of day and night between the status of a king and that of a wealthy person. There is no mention of the king who was Sri Krishna's father. Sri Krishna's name is glorified so much. His father's status is not said to be as high. His status is second class because he simply becomes the instrument to give birth to Sri Krishna. It is not that that soul studied more than the Sri Krishna soul, no. It is Sri Krishna who then becomes Narayan. His father's name disappears. He was definitely a Brahmin, but he studied less than Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna's soul studied more than the soul of his father. This is why his name is glorified. Who was the father of Sri Krishna? It is as though no one knows this. As you go further, you will come to know this. He has to become that here. There are also the parents of Radhe, but Radhe's name is glorified more than those of her parents. Because her parents studied less, Radhe's name becomes higher than theirs. These are detailed matters which you children have to explain. Everything depends on how you study. You need wisdom to explain about Brahma. He becomes Sri Krishna and then takes 84 births. You also take 84 births. Not everyone comes down at the same time. Those who go ahead in this study will come down first. Everyone comes down number-wise. These are very subtle matters. Those who have less wisdom will not be able to imbibe this. They return number-wise. You are transferred number-wise. At the end, such a big queue will form. They will go and reside in their own sections, number-wise. Everyone's place is fixed. This play is so wonderful, but no one understands it. This is called a jungle of thorns. Here everyone continues to cause sorrow for one another. There happiness is natural, whereas here happiness is artificial. Only the one father gives real happiness. The happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. Day by day everyone continues to become Tamopradan. There is so much sorrow. They say, Baba, many storms of Maya come. Maya uses confusion. There is a feeling of great sorrow. If you have any feeling of sorrow after becoming a child of the bestower of happiness, the father says, Children, this is your great suffering of karma. Since you have found the father, there should be no feeling of sorrow. Finish your past karmic accounts with the power of yoga. If there is no power of yoga, then those accounts have to be settled by experiencing punishment. It is not good to claim a status after experiencing punishment. You have to make effort. Otherwise there will be the tribunal. There are many subjects. According to the drama, everyone experiences a great deal of punishment in the jail of a womb. Souls wander around a great deal too. Some souls cause a lot of harm. When an impure soul enters someone else, that person is troubled so much. Such things do not happen in the new world. You are now making effort to go to the new world. You will go there and build new palaces. You take birth to a king just as Sri Krishna takes birth. However, at first, There will not be that many palaces, etc. They will have to be built. Who creates them? Those to whom you take birth. It is remembered that you take birth to a king. In the future you will see what is to happen. Baba will not tell you this now. It would then become an artificial play. This is why Baba doesn't tell you anything. To tell you is not fixed in the drama. The father says, I too am an actor. If I were to know about the things of the future in advance, I would tell you many things. If Baba were Antariyami, he would tell you in advance. The father says, no, you have to continue to observe whatever happens in the drama as detached observers. At the same time, remain intoxicated on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is in this that some fail. This knowledge cannot be any more or any less. It is only in the pilgrimage of remembrance that there is sometimes greater remembrance and sometimes less remembrance. This knowledge that you have received is always there. Sometimes there is enthusiasm for the pilgrimage of remembrance, and sometimes there isn't. There is fluctuation on the pilgrimage. You don't climb the ladder through this knowledge. This knowledge cannot be a pilgrimage. The pilgrimage is of remembrance. The father says, by staying in remembrance, you remain safe. When you become body conscious, you are deceived a great deal and you perform sinful acts. Lust is the greatest enemy. Many fail in this. Baba does not take up the subject of anger, etc. so much. It is said of this knowledge that you receive liberation in life in a second, and it is also said that even if you make all the oceans into ink, this knowledge will not end. It is also said, remember Alpha. They don't know what to remember means. They say, take us from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. There is sorrow in this old world. You can see how so many buildings collapse in the rains and how so many people drown. There will be natural calamities from rain, etc. All of that will continue to happen suddenly. People are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. They will awaken at the time of destruction, but what will they be able to do then? They will all die. Even the earth will shake with full force. There will be storms and rain, etc. Bombs will be dropped, but there will also be the addition of civil war here because rivers of blood has been remembered. There will be a lot of beating and killing. They bring cases against one another, so they would definitely fight one another. All of them are orphans, whereas you belong to the Lord and Master. You do not have to fight. By becoming Brahmins, you belong to the Lord and Master. A husband and father is said to be a Lord and Master. Shiv Baba is the husband of all husbands. When a girl gets engaged, she says, when will I meet my husband? You souls say, Shiv Baba, I have become engaged to you. Now how can I meet you? Some write the truth and some hide a great deal. They don't write honestly and say, Baba, I made this mistake. Please forgive me. If anyone falls into vice, his intellect is unable to imbibe anything. Baba says, if you make such a severe mistake, you will be completely shattered. I have come to make you beautiful. Therefore, why do you dirty your face? Although you will go to heaven, you will claim a status worth a few pennies. That kingdom is being established. Some become defeated and destroy their status for birth after birth. They would be asked, "Is this the status you have come to claim from the Father?" When a father becomes so elevated, why should his children become subjects? For a father to be on the throne and his children to become maids and servants is a matter of great shame. You will have visions of everything at the end. You will then have great repentance. I did that for nothing. Sannyasis also remain celibate. All those who are vicious bow their heads in front of them. There is regard for purity. If it is not in someone's fortune, then, even though the father has come to teach him, he would still continue to make mistakes. He doesn't even remember the father. Therefore, many sins are committed. There are now the omens of Jupiter over you children. There are no omens greater than these. The omens continue to circle over you children. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Observe every scene of this drama as a detached observer. Remain intoxicated in remembrance of the One Father. Never allow your enthusiasm for the pilgrimage of remembrance to decrease. 2. Never become careless about this study. In order to make your fortune elevated, you must definitely become pure. Don't be defeated and thereby destroy your status for birth after birth. Blessing. May you be a soul who has the fortune of happiness and who moves along in the waves of an ocean of imperishable and alaukic happiness by doing true service. The children who receive blessings for the service you do from Bapdada and their senior instruments experience alaukic and soul-conscious inner happiness. While experiencing inner happiness, spiritual pleasure and unlimited attainments from the service they do, they continue to move along in the waves of an ocean of happiness. True service enables you to experience the elevated fortune of being fortunate through everyone's love, everyone's imperishable respect, and blessings of happiness. Those who are constantly happy have the fortune of happiness. Slogan. In order to be constantly cheerful and an image that attracts, be a jewel of contentment. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. In your actions, words, connections and relationships, you have to remain merged in love in your awareness and your stage. To the extent that someone is lovely, to that extent he will be able to stay merged in love. Human beings have understood this stage of being merged in love as the stage of being merged. They have finished love for the Father and simply caught hold of the words being merged. When you children remain merged in love for the Father, you will easily be able to make others equal to yourselves and equal to the Father. Om Shanti.